Welcome as we gather on this second Wednesday in our Lenten journey, as we continue these layers of lament, peeling back the layers of what it means to cry out to God in holy suffering, in holy grief, knowing that even as our hearts are troubled, God is with us. I think I've mentioned before that I've loved the Calvin and Hobbes cartoons since they were in the newspaper back in the 80s and 90s, I think. I like especially how Calvin's father doesn't back down when Calvin starts to complain about the chores that he has to do, like shoveling the snow off the front walkway or cleaning his room. Calvin rails against the forces of evil, tormenting him in his suffering at the task facing him. And Calvin's dad just walks away and says, "It's good for you. It builds character." I think we've all heard those words or something similar. Hard work is hard, and at times it may seem unjustly assigned to us. But in the end, we know that this kind of strain on our body and our mind is almost always good for you. Hard work and discipline can certainly be advantageous. There's another storyline in the Calvin and Hobbes series in which Calvin loses Hobbes in the woods out back behind their house. Hobbes is, of course, Calvin's toy tiger. He's a stuffed animal. Only in the comics, Hobbes is real to Calvin. They're best friends, and they go on all kinds of adventures and get in all kinds of trouble. But Calvin gets home one day and discovers that Hobbes is missing. And of course, this is about the worst thing that could ever happen. Calvin is beside himself with worry and can't hardly function knowing that his friend is lost out there somewhere. At one point, Calvin's parents are out looking for Hobbes, still, after dark. And in a moment of misconstruction, Calvin's mom cries out for Hobbes. "Hobbes!" As if the toy tiger could hear her. Such is the power of connection and love to even an imaginary friend. And the concern for her son that Calvin's mom shows when she appropriates his perception of Hobbes, well, it's really quite touching. Suffering doesn't have to be of a certain magnitude in order for it to be real. Calvin's grief at the loss of his toy friend is as much as our own would be if one of our own loved ones was missing. And even Calvin's mom cries out in lament for the lost to be found, for the suffering to be resolved. And the wonder of it all is that a bit of that hope is shared even by us, even though we know it's just a comic strip. Little laments, what we're talking about tonight, little laments, they're the issues that we struggle with day to day. They often get resolved, but often as not, they also might linger on. They might go for a long time without being resolved. Or maybe they're the regrets of life, the things that we wished that we'd done, or people that we'd wished we'd seen just one more time. The psalmist goes a bit further and seems to recognize that sometimes these feelings of longing or loss can go on week after week, year after year. "My soul thirsts for God," the psalm says. "My tears have become my food. I even cry out to God, 'Why have you forgotten me?'" In the comic strip, Hobbes is found in the woods that night and reunited with Calvin. But we all know that such a nice little happy ending doesn't always happen like that. I wince a little bit when I hear people say, I even catch myself saying it sometimes, cheer up, things will get better. We all know that sometimes things don't get better. But maybe we learn to live with grief and suffering. And perhaps the best we can hope for is to learn from the experience, like Calvin's dad said about the snow shoveling. Builds character. And maybe that's why Jesus offers a blessing on the likes of those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that same thirsting for God borne by the psalmist. Jesus knows that we will learn and grow because of, and maybe in spite of, our sufferings and pain. And I think Jesus would ask us, as we feel it is right in our souls, to share what we've learned, for such may be the water needed by another who thirsts for God. Just as Calvin's mom cried out for poor Hobbes in the dark of the night, so we cry out for God to bring an end to suffering. And perhaps it seems just as futile an effort. But our lament gives way to praise when we realize that it's not us who are crying out in the darkness, but that we are the ones. Calling out our name, the voice of that one who knows we are real.